Jared, thanks for your time tonight. Just talk about your performance today and getting a chance to play a Canadian Football League game.
Yeah, I mean, I was out there having fun, going through my reads, just trying to get the ball to my playmakers. Coach Jackson's done a good job of preparing me for the game. Just went out there and kind of executed, and my receivers made plays for me.
How'd you feel about the way you played? Reading the defenses and hitting the guys you needed to hit.
Yeah, I felt good about it. There's one play I went back after watching the film, but other than that, I thought I executed the plays well.
You've had a good training camp by all reports. I guess it's tough. You gotta carry that over into the preseason games, which is a whole different level of intensity. Talk about that a little bit and how different it was going from the scrimmages, especially having a scrimmage indoors so much this week because of the smoke and getting out into a game situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice getting out to a game situation and getting some live action. I don't get a ton of reps in practice because there's some vets in front of me right now, so getting to go out there and get a lot of reps was really helpful for my development.
Jared, I want to ask you just how influential your brother Seth has been on this process for you, and just how much of a an influencer, an ear for you to make the transition up to the Canadian game. I know he spent some time in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, my brother has all kinds of advice for me. He's pretty much done everything I've done, but went before me. So he told me when I got this opportunity that he would come up here in a heartbeat and play again. And then everyone I've talked to that's played in Canada has had a blast. I was excited about the opportunity, and he's given me some good advice, and just came up here and ready to roll.
Jared, I know as a quarterback, you have to really be in charge of your process and really stay within yourself, because a lot of things, on the football field, they don't go your way every play, and you got to bounce back from it. But tell me about trying to prepare for a game when you weren't sure, I guess, A, when it was going to start, B, when it was going to be played, and then when you knew it was a go, that you had this lightning delay thing. How were you able to kind of yourself and the rest of your teammates try to stay kind of focused on the task at hand with so much so much time waiting for just to get back out on the field?
Yeah, I think the key word there is just staying focused. We got to the hotel, I gathered up some of the receivers, and we just started walking through some plays. We laid there, kind of took a nap, and then finally they just said the buses are about to leave, and then that's when you kind of got to lock back in. And I think we did a good job of being locked in when the game started, and battling through some adversity. And then the rain delay hits, and you kind of just got to stay focused in the locker room, and then warm up your body again and get refocused.
Jared, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three makes a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.